they've really dipped their toes in it, in a sense. Like, they see that it's becoming a necessity medical concern, but they're kind of scared to go all in with it, and it's ending up hurting more than it's helping, because right now it's legal for people that are diagnosed with certain neurological conditions to be able to get it, but there is nowhere in Iowa that they can get it from. They have to get it from an out-of-state source, and then you run into different stuff with transportation and shipping and stuff. So, I mean, that's, they realize that it has merit to it, and they just need to start enacting it and opening it up and everything. But I think we should really start following suit and look at mass legalization of it and just roll with it like a lot of the other states are. I mean, it's going to be up on the direct ballot issues and stuff on a lot of other states like Florida and everything. And I think a lot of people are seeing what Washington and Colorado have done and really started to have a more open mind about it. That sees once they've done it, their states haven't just imploded.
Yeah. And what's your position on the limitations currently on medical, the use of the medical cannabis oils to just specific diseases? As a senator, how would you approach that?
It's really tricky, but I mean, I really honestly think that it's a lot better type of medication than a lot of the ones that are being used currently, because it can really treat a broad spectrum of different things, from neurological diseases to skin diseases and autoimmune diseases and everything. And I really think that they need to start opening it up more so that people can research it and get stuff hammered out, because there's all the different strains in the cannabinoids, and there's the different levels and stuff that they really need to work out, that they're making huge headway in like Colorado and Washington and stuff, and trying to get like the certain strains of oil down so that it can treat different areas of diseases and everything. So I really think that it's going to take some more open legislation to really allow people to get into it more and have a more open mind about it.
What would you say about the fear that many of them have in voting for anything that has the word marijuana?
Yeah, there's been such a negative stigma about it for so long, and I guess I can really see it from an outside perspective, because I don't smoke, I don't do any drugs, I never have, I don't even drink, never have drank. And so I see it as, it's even just recreational use of it, I see it a lot less harmful than even things like alcohol and everything. So I really think that putting restrictions on it and stuff is hurting people a lot more than it's helping. I mean, it's costing the taxpayers a lot more with having to police it and regulate it, throw people in jail and everything. And people with medical conditions that can benefit from it are on dangerous drugs, and I really think that there's a better option for them.